But the recently, you know, the hype, yeah, the thank you for the BTS, we have the huge success. Yeah. By the BTS, we are becoming the fourth biggest company.
So right. Korea, you always want to expand bigger. Mm. So if you want to go bigger and sustainable, yes. then you just need to go global.
Yes, so that is the reason why recently we are trying to focus on our eyes on the Indonesia.
Guys, selamat datang di Ngobrol Sore Semaunya Follow Me Edition ke Korea. Super happy karena sekarang gue udah di bandara. Gue mau pergi ke Seoul karena ada beberapa kegiatan, ada meeting banyak banget, terus juga ada syuting. Jadi very excited untuk bertemu teman-teman di Korea dan pastinya ada beberapa surprise juga yang nantinya akan gue spill di sana. So. See you soon! Dari di Korea, welcome to a very special episode of Ngobrol Sore Semaunya Follow Me Edition. Hari ini super excited karena hari ini gue akan ketemu teman gue yang kerja di HYBE. Dan selama di Korea bakal ada meeting, ada syuting, terus ada beberapa hal yang menyenangkan banget. Nanti ikutin terus aja and we're very excited to show you around. Ikutin terus! Okay guys, sekarang kita mau OTW ke HYBE, mau jemput teman aku untuk ngopi bareng. Jadi aku super excited untuk teman-teman ketemu teman aku. Teman aku kerja di HYBE and he's a very talented guy dan gak sabar banget untuk ngulik sama beliau soal industri musik dan juga entertainment industry di Korea. Nah, kalau lagi banyak kegiatan, aku minum air alam yang higienis dan bersih. Jadi cocok banget untuk memenuhi kebutuhan air dan mineral harian. Karena air alam diproses dengan teknologi modern ISO 22000 dan diambil dari sumber air yang berkualitas, jadi sehat deh. I'm now with the one and only.
One and only. Yeah. Hi.
So he's my friend. You're actually my second friend in Korea.
Oh really? What?
Yeah,
who's
like
the first?
Like yeah. Real friend.
A real friend. Okay.
Real friend. Yeah. My first friend is my high school friend.
Oh really? Yeah.
Yeah, he's Korean.
Yeah.
So yeah, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm happy to see you again.
And
Korea.
Happy to see you. Yeah. We missed each other when you were in Jakarta.
Yeah, right. We missed the time. Yeah.
How's Jakarta for you?
It's really good because you know you introduce a lot of the friends and good place to
yes.
me. So it was only. Good experience, my first good experience in Jakarta, thank you.
Despite the traffic.
Yeah, but traffic is a really, it's fine. It's
it was
fine.
Okay, right?
It was fine because, you know, I have a good friend in the same car.
Yeah, Larry was there.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we're heading to the nearest coffee shop
yep.
from his office. Mm. And we're gonna talk more about the Korean entertainment industry.
Yep,
okay.
Let's go.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Do
So what's the working hour here?
I usually wake up at 6 or 7. 6 or 7.
You know, to be
frankly honest,
you have 6
or 7, and then, you know, we are using the Slack and email for the work. Yeah, yeah, so I can answer everything.
Okay. Now I'm with August again. Hi.
Hi.
August.
Thank you for inviting.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, we talk a lot about the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
And we talk a lot how important to have business mindset and creative mindset at the same time. How do you switch that perspective?
It is really hard to say, but I think that I can switch based on my, you know, lot of the experience regarding the music and the business, because, you know, I really love the music. So, you know, I did the band or the I really love.
Really?
Yes, yeah, yeah. I did a band too.
You did a band?
Yeah, when I was in college. Yeah.
Oh, you were like the
lead guitar and singer.
Lead guitar and
singer
oh.
at the time. So, yeah, I have my experience in the band, and also, you know, I also have the experience become a heavy fan of the certain artists in Korea.
Yeah.
So that is a really helped me to switch from the businessman and also the music guys. Yeah.
Okay.
So that helps me. Yeah.
Because it's very interesting, right, August? Because you had a background in consulting.
Yes.
Right, and then you moved to an entertainment industry.
You're right. Yeah.
So how is that experience for you?
Actually, I started my career at the Samsung Mobile. Yeah, as the product planner, so I made the Galaxy S5 and so on.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really long time.
Oh my God, I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, yeah. So at that time, what I learned is, you know, mixing the technology and the new features.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so starting my career as a Samsung Mobile, and next is the Bain & Company Consulting.
Yeah.
And the next will be one of the private equity firm in Korea, and next is Hybe.
Okay.
Yeah, so the reason why I switched is that, you know, yeah, I just want to do the work that I want to do at the time.
Got it.
Yeah, so when I in the consulting, I want to do the private equity because, you know, the consulting is an advisory one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to do some actual work or the making really.
So you basically you have an end-to-end, right?
Yeah, right, right.
You do consulting and then you do the execution.
Right.
And then you move to a different industry.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So it's a very fun journey.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And what's been your favorite job so far?
I think that now, I think that working in the music industry is really
fun.
Yeah, fun.
And interesting.
And exciting. It is really hard, but you know, I can leverage all my experience, like the consulting, the business and the finance, and also my experience as the music or the fan guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can consolidate all my experience to this work. So I'm really happy to, right now.
So August, I'm such a big fan of the entertainment industry in Korea, and like everyone is looking forward to all the new innovations of the entertainment industry in Korea.
Mm.
What do you think makes like the entertainment industry in Korea so successful?
I think the competition.
Competition
is really, because, you know, in Korea there was a big three entertainment company, so SM, YG, JYP, they are competing each other and they have a lot of the market share for a long time. But recently, you know, the Hybe, thank you for the BTS, we have the huge success by the BTS, and we are becoming the fourth biggest company.
Yeah.
So I think that the competition is really hard than the past.
Yeah.
And also, as the
global... That's why like all the company makes the best out of it, right?
Yeah, yes, right. And, you know, the lot of the capital is injecting from the from outside to the music industry, and also the good guys from the other industry are also coming to the music industry.
Yeah.
So there is a reason why the competition getting more more fun and hard. Yeah, recently. Yeah.
So that's why the entertainment industry become like a something that is very big here because of the competition.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So August, I'm actually very curious because now I met a lot of the people in the entertainment industry in Korea.
Yeah.
Their background is actually not in entertainment.
Yes. Right.
You know, there's a lot of, like a consulting background, IT background, business background. So why is entertainment industry so appealing for them?
But the point is that, you know, the before 20 years ago, I think that the U.S. has a similar, similar thing that happened in the U.S. So at the time, in the U.S., same, all the music and the entertainment guys are only working in the entertainment business, but last 20 years, lot of the professional background or the other background guys are coming to the U.S. entertainment market. And actually the same thing is happening in Korea.
Yeah.
So recent 5 years, a lot of the guys who have the professional or the non-entertainment background, they are joining the entertainment business in Korea right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that it is, under the process of the industrialized.
I think so too. So to make the business more sustainable, right?
Sustainable and systemized and getting bigger. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. So is it hard working and like balancing between like the creative mind and the business mind? Is it tricky though?
I think that it is depending on the partner who work with.
Okay.
And actually the we have the really good system because we have the good creative guy in company and let them focusing on
the creative side
and the businessman handling the operation
and the business side.
Yeah, so I think that is a really good the coupling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's because you know it makes a lot of the success story.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are really open to work with the businessman and the creative guys.
Yeah, I think that's
one team. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the most important part, right?
Yeah, right.
Is that the mindset of collaborating with other perspective and other divisions. Mm.
Right? Because you know there is a limitation if the one side may not working in the label or the music industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the creative meet the business and also the business meet the creative.
Yeah.
So it getting the more synergy.
Yeah.
Yeah. To getting bigger and expand to the global market.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your favorite K-pop band?
Now, it is hard to say
everyone.
Yeah, because you know I have to like everyone because you know
that's true.
Yeah, because I have to see all the contents from our side or the other side and I have to analyze what they are want to focusing on or want to emphasize and try to find out what kind of thing that I have to adapt to our end. So yeah, it is hard to say.
But I'm very interested because like you work with a lot of K-pop artists and stuff like that, right? Like, what are you looking and like, what do you look in them? Like, how do you get the sense that they're going to be the next big thing? Oh.
Well, it is really hard to say because, you know, but the point is that the K-pop market is diversified because it is getting bigger and getting a lot of the fans from the global wise.
Yeah.
So that means that, the K-pop music or the K-pop teams character really gonna diversify.
Yeah.
So it is really hard to say that the certain team will be getting bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can say that if we are focusing on the certain character or the certain music style or the certain character, I think that we can get a chance to become the next big group.
Yeah. I think talking about the next big thing, I think Korean culture is already so big in a lot of other countries, right? I think not only in Asia, but like around the world, US and everywhere. What do you think make the Korean culture or the K-pop sensation is that big in around the world? What do you think like it's the secret recipe for it? Why is it become like a huge phenomenon?
We usually say that, you know, the Korean market is really small.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the mindset is going global.
Yes, have to go to global because the competition is really hard. We have to invest a lot. That means that for achieving the BP
that's
getting bigger.
That's an interesting mindset.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think that is a big the difference point with the Japan and the Korea entertainment market. Japan is really already big enough.
Yeah. So they Korea focus on their own market, right?
You're right.
So
right.
Korea, you always wanna expand bigger. Mm. So if you wanna go bigger and sustainable, yes. then you just need to go global.
Yes, I think that it is almost same as the other industry in Korea, yeah. like Samsung, or LG.
Yeah.
We are focusing on export our product to the others.
Yeah. So you get like a bigger market. Right?
Yes, bigger market.
So that's always a strategy.
Yeah. Same happen. Yeah.
So I think we during our walk here, we talk a bit about Jakarta and Indonesia.
Yeah,
well, so what do you think of the Indonesian scene? Is it something that you guys are looking forward to?
Yes, of course. Because you know, not only the number of the population,
of course,
but also you know, we are focusing on the economic growth of the. Your country.
Yeah.
So that is the reason why recently we are trying to focus on our eyes on the Indonesia.
In the
Asian country.
Yeah. Because I think you have a lot of K-pop fans as well in Indonesia.
Yes.
And I think Indonesia has a very big opportunity. So we're very excited to see more collaboration with everyone.
Right.
Okay, August, let's talk about personal stuff.
Yep.
So what's your favorite coffee? What's your go-to coffee?
In Korea or?
In general. Do you Americano? Always Americano?
I always drink Americano. I don't, you know, when I eat the food, you know, I don't want the mixed one. So I want to focus on the raw one. So that is the reason why I only drink iced Americano.
You only drink iced Americano?
Iced Americano and cold brew. Yeah, I don't like latte.
Why?
Because, you know, the cold brew or the Americano, I can feel the essence of the beans.
Oh, it's like pure coffee.
Yeah, pure coffee, yes. Mm. Because, you know, as you know, the coffee taste is different by the beans and how we
grind it and the temperature and
you're
everything,
right? So I want to focus on the essence.
The quality of the coffee.
Right.
So August, you said to me, you're an early bird, but you're also like a night owl, right? Because you work in two different quote-unquote industry or perspectives.
Yeah.
So you drink coffee every day?
Yeah.
In the morning and at night? Or
of course.
At night?
At night, no. But in the morning or the afternoon, I usually drink 3 or 4 coffee.
So in total, a day, how many cups of coffee?
3 or 4.
I think that's a good amount.
Yeah, it's good amount. And actually, the caffeine does not affect...
Is it a good amount? Oh, it's not a good amount.
Yeah, but you know...
For me, it's a good amount.
Yeah, because you know, but I... coffee really a lot since
because
I was
in
young.
Korea, everyone drinks coffee, right?
Yes. And the, you know, the consumption of the coffee is really high
in
Korea. Yes.
And it's very big too.
Yeah, it's big too, yes. It's getting bigger and bigger. Yeah, because you know...
And it's medium size, but it's like too big.
Right, because you know, it's like a result of the competition.
Oh.
Yeah, the price can be lower, but the amount of the coffee is getting bigger. Result of the competition.
Okay, so wait, 3 cups a day? Is it like this size? A normal size?
Yeah, normal size.
Okay,
yes.
Not the big one, right?
Yeah, not big one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I got shocked when we first landed. We went to the coffee shop.
Yeah.
And we ordered a medium cup of Americano. Mm-hmm. And it's like almost like 1 liter. Is it
1 liter? Little, yeah, 1 liter.
It's 1 liter, right?
Yeah.
It's
like that bigger, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I love Korea already. Because I love coffee. Okay. So what's your day look like? Like walk me through your day. So you woke up at six.
Six or
normally.
Seven in the bed and the sitter see my smartphone to see my check my email and
okay,
Slack.
Okay, so the first thing you do is check your email.
Yes, email and Slack.
Okay.
And Instagram too.
Huh?
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah, so.
So before you drink water or anything, you check your phone first.
Yeah, phone first. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, so check my smartphone first and drink water and eat some vitamin and go to the gym and come back to home and walk until 12 in the home and eat the lunch and usually come to the office like one or two.
Okay.
And work until 5 to 6, and eat dinner with the colleague or the outside, and come back.
Meetings.
And come back to office to see
the creative guys.
Yes.
So you start in the morning, like with the business perspective, the business head.
Yeah.
Then after 7 p.m., then it's your creative head.
Right.
Until what? 12?
Not that long.
Not that long.
It depends on them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not every day. But we need to talk a lot with the creative guys. Because, you know, we have to align our business perspective and also the creative perspective. So we have a lot of talk when they are focusing on making the tracks or the lyrics and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not that every day, but we talk a lot, like at least two or three hours with them. Yeah.
I think the first time I saw you, I already know that you're a creative guy based on your style.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because you're very stylish with, like, you know, all the nice stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, all the fashion I like.
All the fashion the fashion items.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you like fashion is it something that you really like?
Yes.
Oh.
I really love. Yeah, actually, you know, when I was young, I want to become an editor of the fashion magazine.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my first dream college, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and actually, I also applied to the magazine company in Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, but I realized that the salary is really low, extremely low to buy good stuff.
That's why you become the
business guy.
The business guy.
Yeah.
The product guy.
Yeah, product guy, right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so there is a reason why I changed my career.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I have the fashion. I have really good the passion for the fashion and the music when I was really young.
Yeah.
And so now I'm the music industry. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it is a result of my old
passion.
Passion and young days. Yeah.
And I think it's also a good process, right, August? Mm. Because before you enter the quote-unquote entertainment and music industry, you went through like a lot, right? You went through the business, the product side, the consulting side.
Yeah.
So then you get all the a different perspective in mind.
Mm.
Very interesting.
Right. Because I want to experience a lot of things to operate the company. So as Samsung is focusing on the operation.
Yeah.
And the consulting is a strategy.
Correct.
And the private equity is a finance and the structuring and the legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is really good to learn a lot of things in a short time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the division or the job that you don't really like? Like, is finance something that you like? Because I hate finance, but I need to do it because I run a business.
Right.
But finance is something that I'm not really into.
Hmm. Ah, finance.
Are you into finance? I think you're into finance.
I'm not into finance.
You know.
Yeah, because you know I work at the private equity for learning to operating company based on our strategy.
Yeah.
Because you know when we are having the control share of the certain portfolio company, then we have to set up the strategy to make the company bigger.
Of course.
And can have an opportunity to execute
with the
managers.
Yeah.
So I think that is the experience that I want.
Yeah.
And also the learning the legal.
Yeah.
Legal system.
Oh, the legal system is something very important, right?
Yeah, right.
Especially in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, of course too.
Yeah.
Of course too. So it's a really good time for me. Yeah, I don't think that the private equity I'm focusing on the finance.
Finance, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a strategy and the legal side is more important.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's first to me. Yeah.
And I think that's like the two things that is also very important in the entertainment industry.
Right, of course. Yeah.
So through all your process and through all the journey, what's like the one value that you always like hold and you always believe in?
It is hard to say.
That's hard to say.
Yeah.
One value.
One value.
Like one value.
One value.
Like one value from your family or anything.
Yeah, it's a really funny answer, but I always focusing on my
dreams
or my interest.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, every time when I choose my career or the finding the next step, I want to focusing on what's my dream or what I wanna do next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really focusing on myself. Yeah.
That's very important.
Yeah.
So the value that you hold is always focus on yourself.
Yeah.
Right? And focus on the dreams and the one that you want to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get through or get. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very important. Okay. So this is the last question.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah. the last question. I always ask this to all the guests on my show. So, what do you want to say to yourself in 5 years' time?
In 5 years.
Yeah. What do you want to say to your future self?
Okay. Focusing on what I want to do.
Yeah.
And lose weight. Get more time on gym. And drink less.
Drink less?
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Okay.
Be healthy.
Be healthy.
Be healthy.
August, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, happy to see you in Korea.
Yeah. And hope to talk soon.
Of course, in Jakarta. Yeah.
In Jakarta.
Yeah, okay, I promise. Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay, aku baru aja selesai. We had a very fun conversation with my friend August. Sekarang kita mau ke next agenda. Aku mau ngingetin kalian untuk selalu reapply sunscreen. Biasanya aku selalu reapply 2 jam sekali. Dan penting banget, bukan cuma untuk yang teman-teman beraktivitas di luar ruangan, tapi juga di dalam ruangan. Karena biar kulit kita selalu terlindungi dari UVA dan UVB. Dan aku, I really highly recommend my favorite sunscreen. Itu adalah Wardah UV Shield Sunscreen yang selalu aku pakai setiap hari karena teksturnya ringan banget dan ada teknologi Skin Boost DNA yang bisa melindungi kulit kita secara maksimal. Jadi jangan lupa ya teman-teman. Oke, kita we're moving on to the next agenda. Oke, sekarang aku lagi di DDP dan aku mau explore area sini dulu. And I'm so excited karena next episode-nya bakal seru banget and super special. Jadi I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye. Oh.